Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What a day. Paul, are you still on a high from the Second Harvest Heartland event we had yesterday?
Yeah, that was awesome yesterday. The listeners so really stepped up. Could not have gone any better, Jor.
It was great. And there, we raised over $278,000 yesterday. And just another shout out and big thank you to all of the folks at CCO Radio, of course, who organized, the folks at Second Harvest, but really mostly the listeners who donated, because without your dollars, you wouldn't be able to help feed your fellow Minnesotans. But I love that day. It's so amazing to be part of a small part that we do, Paul, be able to help your neighbor and see people's goodness, hear their stories, and and them so willing to help out somebody else, even when their situations are not perfect.
And again, Jure, so often the news is bad, and we have to go there, and we talk about the news, whatever the news is. But it's nice to see everybody rallying around something, something everybody can agree on. We should not have any hungry neighbors in Minnesota. And so the fact that everybody stepped up, we set a new record. We're just thrilled with the outpouring from listeners yesterday. So, yeah, I agree with you. It was life-affirming and just a nice warm fuzzy.
It certainly was. And I like the fact that you positioned it as something everybody can agree on, because we're having lots of disagreements in Washington.
Really?
And it feels like we need a longer show today to get to everything. I know you were talking with Chad about many of these things, but my goodness, the president and Nancy Pelosi can't seem to agree, and we are just getting down in the sandbox with the two of them. We don't want you to make your speech. Well, you can't have my plane, and I'm going to tell everybody where you're going. It's a big mess. So we're going to get into the weeds on that a little bit later in the show. At 3:50, we'll talk about it, and then once again at 5:10. And then, of course, this Michael Cohen stuff, Paul, this is... I'm not going to use the word shocking, because it's really not, but it could be, if it's true, if BuzzFeed is not deluding us in any way, if it's real, it could be big news.
It could be, but we need to put all kinds of disclaimers and asterisks around this thing. Buzzkill, if it was New York Times or Washington Post or L.A. Times or Chicago Tribune, who knows? We need more corroborating evidence. But if it's true, it's a big deal. But we just don't know right now.
I hesitate even sharing it. Right.
What?
I have a lot of reservations about that.
Yeah.
I promise we'll get into that coming up at 5 o'clock as well, because we just have so many things to discuss with you today. But... the women's marches this weekend. Now, I know you're out of town, so Lori's not going.
And no, she's not.
Yeah. The women's march is causing a big stir in our community and in communities across the country, in politics, in religious organizations, in LGBTQ conversations, because the women's march leadership has come under fire for being anti-LGBTQ and anti-Semitic. So, me personally... I'm not going to that march. I will not march with the women's march. I know people who are. I know people who are not. I personally cannot stand shoulder to shoulder with people who do not condemn the teachings of Louis Farrakhan, who's a known anti-Semite. I promise we, don't have time to get into that, because I really want to delve in. At 4:10, we're going to talk about the women's march. If you're going, I want to hear why you're going. If you're not, I want to hear why you're not. And Dan, did we get confirmation on a guest for 4:10?
Yes. Okay. The director of the Minnesota Women's March will be joining you at 4:10.
Excellent. Director of the Minnesota Women's March at 4:10. I was just on their website. It's my understanding they are still marching. I don't know if they've distanced themselves with the national group for the women's march, but we're going to get some of those answers coming up at 4:10. And then, just to throw a little more anti-Semitism into the mix, not that I, trust me, I don't like talking about this. Paul, did you see this picture out of Minnetonka?
Oh, the Nazi salute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that unbelievable? Yeah. It's posted on the CCO Facebook site. It's posted on the Paul and Jordana site. If you haven't gotten a chance to see it, I mean, my kid showed it to me last night because, you know, it went like wildfire amongst the kids.
Yeah. Is this just an attempt to shock? Is this part of our shock culture that, hey, I'm going to be, this is my 15 minutes of fame, so let's put this out there. Let's make waves. Let's be rebels. Let's be stupid.
I think that would be naive. I think this is part of an ignorant culture. I think this is kids having no idea what they're saying or doing. I think this is people not having any kind of education about Nazis at all, right, about Hitler and the truth behind that. And then I guess they thought they were trying to be funny. It wasn't funny to anybody, I'm sure, including their parents or the principal of their school. So we will talk about that. It was a prom proposal. A girl is holding up a sign. I'm trying to find it on our Facebook page, Dan, and I can't seem to do that. A girl is holding up a sign about going to prom with her boyfriend or a boy, and it mentions Hitler, it mentions Nazis, and the sign is ringed with swastikas that she drew on it. So there are so many things wrong with that kind of a dance proposal. I promise we're going to get into that a little bit later. I will tell you, as a Jewish person, it's on fire in my community. You know, people, it's been taken down, and the kids' Instagrams, if my computer was working, I would share all of this with you, but I'm having a problem with my computer. I'm sorry. The kids' Instagrams have been taken down, and they have issued an apology on social media that if they offended anybody, I guess that was not their intention. But everybody who's has any education whatsoever about any of this knows that that is the wrong thing to do.
Sure.
And even though the picture has been obscured with their faces are everywhere, everywhere, because you put it on social media, somebody screen grabbed it, somebody looked at it, somebody shared it around.
Right.
So those kids will never escape that post ever.
Well, they're not going to live that down. Yeah, right. If it's on the internet, it lives forever. But where should this come from? Should this come from family? I mean, this was obviously stupid. Is it the fault of our schools not teaching the Holocaust?
Yes, yes, yes.
Properly?
Yeah. Everything is you're it, saying is yes, yes.
Is it parents school. Not instilling some common sense in their kids that there are things you do and things you don't do?
Yes. Keep going. I'm going to keep saying yes. Keep going, Paul. Come on. It's parents. What? It's schools. It's community. It's culture. It's a community that tolerates hate and anti-Semitism and thinks it's funny. It's wrong. It's people saying, oh, everybody's too PC nowadays. No, not if it's anti-Semitic or promoting Nazism. That's not, oh, not being too PC. That's wrong. That's hate. And if you want to be part of that, you do not deserve a seat at the table. Parents, teachers, community, leaders, it's us, Paul. It's us calling it out. It's wrong, and everybody
right.
needs to know that. And the fact that yep. these kids who go to Minnetonka High School didn't know it was wrong, every person who has touched those kids and not taught them that that's wrong is wrong.
I don't know. I mean, it's a new level of stupid. I don't understand what goes through somebody's mind. I remember being young and stupid and making mistakes and learning from mistakes, Jor. Everybody makes mistakes, but this is a doozy, and I just can't understand how anybody would think this is funny. This is a gag.
I said we were going to talk about it a little later. I got on my high horse because I just get so upset about hate and meanness. I promise we're going to talk about it later in the 4 o'clock
okay.
hour. We have to take a quick
right.
break, okay? It's 3:20. We will lighten things up. Not such a heavy show, I promise. Tim Lavers is going to join us to review some movies right after the break.
The three of you have convinced yourselves you have extraordinary gifts like something out of a comic book. David Dunn. The only person to survive that train wreck all those years ago?
What do you do?
I'm in security.
You think you have superpowers?
It's a feeling. Vision. I have to touch them.
You believe you are a protector.
My name is Patricia.
I have no question. There are 2 dozen identities.
I'm Mary Reynolds.
Por favor, senora.
We almost got you, bro.
That live in that body with you.
The beast
It's coming any minute now for you guys.
But what I am questioning is your belief that you are something more than human.
And yet, it is true.
Okay, that sounds creepy, Paul. I don't know. Ooh. Have you heard about this movie, Ooh. Glass?
I've seen the trailers. Yeah, it is kind of freaky.
Tim Lammer's movie reviews are brought to us by Bradshaw and Bryant, personal injury attorneys seeking justice for the injured. You can find them at minnesotapersonalinjury.com. Tim, is it as creepy as it seems?
Hi, Jordana. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Tim.
Hey. I don't know if it's so much creepy. I mean, yeah, I guess James McAvoy, he does play the supervillain in this, and yes, he can be disconcerting. You know, it's an interesting sort of movie because, in a way, it's a superhero movie. It started in 2000 with the movie Unbreakable, Bruce Willis mm-hmm. and Samuel L. Jackson.
Great movie.
And it examined the idea, the notion of real-life superheroes. And we found out that Bruce Willis's characters did have these superpowers. Then the movie Split in 2016 examined the notion of supervillains. M. Night Shyamalan wrote and directed each of those films. Those two came together, which led the way to Glass, which is maybe not a horror film or scary in that regard, but definitely a thriller. I guess a superhero slash thriller sort of movie.
Hey, Tim, why is it called Glass?
Glass is the name of Samuel L. Jackson's character. It was a nickname he got because, as you found out in the 2000 film Unbreakable, he was a child born with this really brittle bone disease. I mean, if he fell down, his limbs, its bones would shatter, and the children mocked him and called him Mr. Glass. That's how this whole story began, because he thought, if I'm a person with this malady that could shatter just by falling down, there needs to be somebody else in the world that's a polar opposite of me. And it sent him on this quest to find what he thought would be a superhuman person. And indeed, he did find them with Bruce Willis. So, you know, this is one of those movies, Paul and Jordana, where you'd really benefit by going back to watch that 2000 film and Split in 2016. M. Night Shyamalan, who I think is a great director, he's very crafty. He puts a lot of twists and turns in this movie. The one thing he doesn't include is a prologue that catches you up on all this stuff. So unless you're a super fan of this superhero sort of movie, you're probably going to be lost going in.
I love superhero kind of movies, though, so I think I'm going to like it. And despite the fact that I said it was creepy, which sounded like it in the trailer, I didn't have the visual effect, I'm going to go see it.
There's no question it could be creepy. And you know, look, it's original, and it's the funny thing is, it's a superhero movie, but it's not the same as your Marvel movies or your DC movies. I'm sorry, there are no big hunks in here like Aquaman and Jason Momoa.
I'll bring my own hunk.
Sorry, Jor.
I'll bring handsome husband. It's okay. Yeah, we'll make out
go.
A little
there
bit.
You, there you go. You got your superhero sitting right next to you.
Oh, boy.
All right. Well, I'm going to go see it, Tim. You sold it, and I can't wait to see it. Oh, by the way, let's get through this other one because I saw The Upside, and I want to talk to you about it.
But okay.
Out on streaming video this week is...
Tell me something, girl.
Do you write songs or anything?
I don't sing my own songs.
Why?
I just don't feel comfortable.
Why wouldn't you feel comfortable?
Almost every single person has told me they liked the way I sounded, but that they didn't like the way I look.
I think you're beautiful.
I'm falling.
Hey.
What?
I just want to take another look at you.
In all the good times, I find myself longing.
Love that movie, out on streaming.
Yes, A Star is Born, and people are wondering, God, we talk about this movie all the time because it's worth talking about.
It's great. It's a great movie.
It's such a great movie. As you know, one of my top picks of 2018, and I know you love the movie too.
Loved it. I just want to let you both know that I asked Dan Cook and Abby, our promotions assistant, who was in here, and I'm like, what did you guys think of A Star is Born? And they both said they hadn't seen it.
Oh, my God.
Major problems here in the studio.
Now the opportunity is there. Wow. And again, that's why I have to point things like this out, because it is a great movie that should not be missed. Obviously, we're going to be reminded of that next Tuesday when the Oscar nominations are announced. And I suspect it's going to be Best Actor, Best Director, Best Actress for Lady Gaga, Best Picture, Best screenplay. Wow. Hopefully Sam Elliott for Best Supporting Actor as well. This is a spectacular movie.
Hey, Tim, how much of this, I mean, I kind of shook my head with the whole, when Lady Gaga's character was talking about her nose and being self-conscious, mm-hmm. how much of that is real? Versus...
I think it's very real.
Really?
Business, music business, movie business is completely about image. And that's what she was talking about. She did not fit the mold that the so-called tastemakers were looking for when it came to signing a star that could actually write, could actually sing. That wasn't enough. They were afraid of the way she looked. Now, as you found out in the film, you know, it's all about image, and she goes in, you know, as plain as day. But then all of a sudden, the guy that signs her wants to shape her image into something completely different. So I think they're, you know, that pretty much illustrates the point that she was trying to make when she was talking about her nose. And, of course, you know, that was a running thing throughout the film, you know, where she runs her finger down her nose and points at Bradley Cooper and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think it's totally something that artists deal with.
And specifically Lady Gaga with her career. I mean, she had those experiences, it sounds like. So it touched a nerve with her.
That you can feel that in her performance. This is something that's very, very real to her. The great part about it is that we knew coming into this film she had raw talent as a singer and a songwriter and a musician. She has it all. The great part about it is I didn't realize she was that spectacular when it came to acting, too. So... You know, yeah. And perhaps yeah. maybe that's why we haven't really seen her in anything else apart from American Horror Story. She was in one season of that, but really no feature films. And who knows why that was, if it had something to do with the image they were looking for. But I think they found it now, and I think she's going to be a huge film star if she chooses to be, because obviously she's got that music career that's going as good as ever as well.
Hmm. Tim, okay. I saw The Upside.
And what'd you think?
I loved it. I thought Kevin Hart was extraordinary. It's the perfect role for him because he made me laugh, which is what I was expecting. But he was so good in his serious roles. And I bought him hook, line, and sinker. And it was just what an incredible movie. I saw with the kids and it just gave him all the feels, started up a good conversation. And I loved everything about it.
Oh, yeah, it's spectacular. And you know, also, I mean, Bryan Cranston, as we, you know, you probably discovered, is just, it's funny how he can be funny, but with so little. I mean, his subtlety. Mm-hmm. But also Nicole Kidman. I mean, I thought that movie had a terrific cast Amazing. All around. But you're right. I think Kevin Hart, this is a real big deal for him because, again, he could be one of these guys who could have a career simply by doing one-liners in movies. Mm-hmm. But he went for it, and he succeeded. And I applaud him for that.
Hey, Tim, I saw The Favorite. Did you see The Favorite?
I did. I think it's one of the most overhyped movies of the year.
I found it troubling on many levels.
Well, I mean, we could talk more about this because, believe it or not, Paul, this is going to get a lot of Oscar nominations. But, you know, historically, they just blew it out of the water. I mean, there's so many things that they made up about that. And the funny thing is, the same critics that love that film really slam Bohemian Rhapsody for messing around with the history of the band. It's like, well, you can't really have it both ways because obviously right. there's a lot of historical inaccuracies with the Favorite. But yeah, I don't know what people are seeing in it, but I wasn't there. I didn't feel anything with it.
Yeah,
Tim Lammers,
too.
Always great to chat with you. Tim's
Thanks,
movie
Tim.
Reviews are brought to you by Bradshaw and Bryant, as always, personal injury attorneys seeking justice for the injured. You can always find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Tim, thanks so much, love.
Thank you, Jordana. Thank you, Paul. Have a great weekend. We'll talk next
week.
You
too, Tim.
Have a terrific weekend. We have to take a quick break, but when we get back, why Paul and I and Dan had struggled so much about how to address this Donald Trump-Michael Cohen story. It comes down to fake news, it comes down to media ethics, and it was an interesting conversation. We'll share that with you after the news.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Jordana and Paul, Dan Cook at the helm. It's the story that has been dominating the news cycle. And we all looked at each other and said, we don't even want to do it. We don't even want to talk about it because, as a reporter. I'm no longer a reporter, by the way. I used to be a reporter and a news anchor. I'm now a talk show host paid to give my opinion. It's a little bit different. But as a reporter, my instincts, my ears perked up when I heard this story that CNN is saying the report is from BuzzFeed and we can't confirm it. And then ABC says that, and NBC says that, and Fox says that. And I thought, what are these networks doing that they're going, yes, with another new BuzzFeed, I guess, is considered a news organization, but they're going with this story and it's unconfirmed. I mean, Paul, did that rub you the wrong way as well?
It makes me uncomfortable. You know, BuzzFeed is up and coming, and I'm certainly not going to say anything disparaging about BuzzFeed.
They've broken some big stories.
I mean, sure. I mean, small shops can break big stories, and journalism is not exclusive to the New York Times and Washington Post of the world. There are a lot of great journalists out there. It's a matter of who do you trust and when. And according to BuzzFeed, they're talking about two federal investigators that are basically teeing up this story that Cohen was, in fact, encouraged to lie. So
the federal,
but we're not getting independent.
If you haven't heard the story in depth,
right?
BuzzFeed News cites two unnamed federal law enforcement officials who say Michael Cohen, you know, the president's former lawyer, acknowledged in interviews with Robert Mueller that the president told him to lie to Congress about the facts that link Trump to a proposed deal in Russia about this skyscraper that they wanted to build.
Trump Tower.
Yeah. So, you know, even the Star Tribune, you know, if this report is accurate, if there's just so many ifs about this story that it makes me nervous. Even you and I would normally walk down the path of this story and say, well, he could be impeached for this, and this is what's going to happen next, and the Dems should do this, and the Republicans should do this, and he should definitely deny. We would normally do that. But I feel a little dirty going with there's only one source about this story. And look, the media's gotten so much flack for being fake news that if this turns out to be unsubstantiated, BuzzFeed's going to be done, as they probably should be.
Yes, I agree. I mean, they're going way out on a limb. And I can't imagine that this is coming from Mueller's team. I mean, there have been zero leaks, at least to date. And if the Mueller investigation is, in fact, wrapping up soon, I can't imagine any of Mueller's team doing this. Could it be SDNY, Southern District of New York, which is conducting parallel investigations in addition to what Bob Mueller is doing? Maybe it's coming from there. But again, it doesn't really pass the smell test, at least not yet. We need to get more corroboration. And maybe that's coming. But I think it's premature to throw people under the bus.
And look, this absolutely might be a true report. And then it will be corroborated in days to come.
Yep.
The sources will come out. But this is sort of a buyer beware kind of thing. As a consumer of news, I, like you, I'm just a consumer of news. I sit home and I watch it as well or listen to it. You know, we have to know. It's just one source. Generally, with a reporter rule, you'd want three sources. It's just one source right now, and I don't know. It gives me pause, and that's why you and I are not going down this road right now. It just gives me pause to be like, you know what? Okay, this happened. We're going to keep our eye on that, but I'd rather not speculate about it. There's no name up here, Dan. Who's on the line with us? Hey, Candy, you want to jump in? I don't think I can take her, Dan. Sorry. We're having some technical problems here in the studio. Hi, Candy.
Oh, hi. There's a really good article on 538.com that talks about anonymous sources and when to be skeptical and when to say, it's probably spot on. Mm-hmm. There's parts of this article that, yeah, like the fact that they're not specific about which department of law enforcement these guys are from. But like a couple other things, they're talking about the detail, and it's, you know how they say that apparently Mueller already had the evidence before they started asking Cohen about it?
Yeah, he probably has everything before he asks questions, huh?
Oh, he's I'm sure he does. Mm-hmm. So, and it's not like that Steele dossier where, you know, how are we going to verify something that happened in Russia and all that? You know, I mean, that stuff, a lot of that is, it's not that verifiable. But this supposedly is something that the special prosecutor has and eventually would come out. And if the story was wrong and, it, BuzzFeed's done.
Yeah.
But the other thing that it was that the 538 thing said was whoever it's about, are they denying it? And nobody's really come out and denied anything. Like from the White House, they're not denying the story. They're attacking Cohen's credibility.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So that makes me go, well, if they didn't do it, they didn't do it. Say it. But I don't know.
Yeah. It's a tough one. Candy, thank you. And I thank you for being so thoughtful about your response and reading other articles. See, I love that she did that. She went to 538 and she read about anonymous sources. These are the kind of consumers that we have to be today. We can't just listen to the stuff that spoon-fed us. So I'm so grateful that you're an educated listener and consumer of news.
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead, Paul.
Pays to be skeptical, right?
Yeah,
The initial visceral reaction to almost any story should be skepticism. Mm-hmm. Until and unless there's actual evidence, show me the evidence.
We might get it here. And if we get it, then
spin
it could be very damaging.
And just because you want it to be true doesn't make it true. Mm-hmm. So I think we all have to take a deep breath, suspend our belief or disbelief, and wait for more information to come out. You can't rush these things, you know? It's peeling an onion. And when Mueller's investigation is done, it's done. He presents his findings, and then people can make up their mind. Until then, we're just screaming in the dark.
I almost wonder if Amy Klobuchar knew something. You heard this soundbite in the news, but it's worth playing again for you because this is what she asked William Barr during his confirmation hearings for Attorney General.
In your memo, you talked about the Comey decision, and you talked about obstruction of justice, and you already went over that, which I appreciate. You wrote on page one that a president persuading a person to commit perjury would be obstruction. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Or any person who persuades another to, yeah.
Okay.
And just to qualify that, the only reason he stumbled is because he wanted to make the distinction that it's not just a president, it's any human who would, make somebody else or ask somebody else to commit perjury. This would be obstruction of justice. So don't mistake his stumbling for, he just wanted to be clear. But the question now is in a new light today, knowing at least what the BuzzFeed article says, because if it is verified, if it is, then it could lead us down that path to obstruction of justice.
And again, there are allegations of campaign finance violations, right? If, in fact, the president did pay off Stormy Daniels and what was the other gal? Hello.
What's her name? She was the bunny. I don't remember.
The bunny, the playmate, right. That could represent a campaign finance violation, which to my knowledge is not an impeachable offense. Obstruction of justice. But again, this is all if with a capital I, if it's real.
The texters are chiming in here. They say if this guy was going to lie, he would have lied about something a lot bigger than this. Trump is guilty. What does it take to prove it to you? Well, okay. Facts. I mean, I'd rather see this out of Mueller's mouth than out of BuzzFeed's mouth that say they have just these two federal law enforcement officials. I'm just trying to be cautious here because what we're talking about is so big that I wouldn't want to jump to a judgment here. I've been very honest with you guys. I'm not a fan of the president's. I think he's morally corrupt and has made a lot of bad decisions for our country. But this is big stuff. These are impeachable offenses. And if we're going to go there, then BuzzFeed better be real sure that they got those ducks in a really tidy little row to make sure that, this does not take them down. We're going to go take Shirley's call now. Hey, Shirley.
Hi, how are you guys?
Well, thank you, dear.
Okay, I just want to call and say, I believe BuzzFeed because this president has done nothing but lie, cheat. He's pressured other people. So I totally believe that the president is 100% behind this, and he needs to be gone. He is not a good representative of the United States.
All right, Shirley, I'm with you, and I think a lot of the country is with you. I think that's why BuzzFeed put this out. They feel like they have the truth behind them and a credibility factor behind them. So I think a lot of people feel like Shirley does. Yes, dear.
Jure, in this country, you're innocent until proven guilty.
Correct.
Right? Due process.
Here's why.
And everybody, the president, you may not like him, and I don't like a lot of the stuff that comes out of his mouth. But he, as a citizen of the United States, like him, love him, hate him, he is entitled to due process like every other citizen of the United States.
Absolutely.
And that means wait, withhold judgment until all the cards are on the table, until we know the evidence. Until then, we're chasing our tail.
This texter writes, why are the national news organizations carrying the story if it's not confirmed? This is a really... You hit the nail on the head with this question, and that's what we're trying to talk about here. It's one source. It's just BuzzFeed now. So for me personally, I got a little nervous talking about this because it's just one source. So the national news organizations are jumping on the bandwagon, but they are all quantifying it, saying it's an unconfirmed report out of BuzzFeed. We cannot confirm it on our own. I think that's laziness. I think that's lazy reporting. I think... Either go with the story or don't. I mean, talk about it in the context like this, but it's more of a cautionary tale for me that this is how media gets a bad rap. And this might make people more leery of media if we can't confirm it and it just goes on and hangs out there in the air. So I people to be trusted. I want us to have good news sources. I want us to do credible reporting. And I understand that all of the national media is going with it, but listen for them quantify it and say... It's an unconfirmed BuzzFeed report. And I don't know, that should make your ears perk up a little bit when you hear that.
Show me some evidence. Second, third, fourth, fifth source. And then it becomes real. Jure, it is 3:49. It's Wixon Jewelers time. Wixon is Minnesota's destination for rare and exceptional diamonds and gemstones. Just off 35W in Bloomington.
Well, we're going to remember it for sure, my friends. It's 3:55. Hey, Jordana and Paul, Dan at the helm. Thanks for hanging out with us today.
The cable guy's here.
Oh, yeah?
Cable guy says hi.
Yeah?
He's a big fan.
For those that didn't know, Paul's up at the cabin this weekend.
I'm up at my cabin, yeah.
That's right. So,
and we swapped out one of our cable boxes, and he's replacing it right now and sending his love. And thankfully, we have good internet speed, so I can do the show remotely from time to time from the cabin. Just came up because it wasn't cold enough in the Twin Cities. It's 2 below here right now, but we got snow on the ground. Nice to look out the window and see white and not that baby poop brown color in the Twin Cities.
Paul, we just got a minute left, and I want to get to Bill's call. So let's, Bill, jump on in here.
Okay.
Hey, hi, guys. Say, you know what? They say that BuzzFeed should be done. Little BuzzFeed should be done if this is report's false. But why should the big media stations be done also? Or, you know, I mean, everybody just makes this stuff up. And then aren't most attorneys, you know, taught to lie? I mean, who's going to believe this? Who should believe that guy?
Well, I think there's a credibility problem all the way around here with Cohen, with Trump, with most of, you know, a lot of the Trump associates have been committed of crimes already. And we know they're all known liars. So we have a credibility issue all around. That's why the media has to be above reproach and make sure they are checking those sources and getting the job done. When we return, the Women's March. Are you going? Chime in after the news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.